How dare you? What makes you assume I'm naked when I'm working in my office? Jen, who had been silent during the entire phone conversation, took the opportunity to scoop up Kirk's ballsack in her hand and give it a playful yank. Lynn Moreno did her best to stifle a laugh. Let's see. Senator, it's after 9 p.m. You're in a deserted Senate office building. Congress isn't even in session this week. Your wife is hundreds of miles away in your home state. Oh, yeah, and there's a video of you floating around with a pair of boobs dangling in your face and cum dripping from your nose. It's safe to say you're there right now getting it on with what I'm guessing is a junior staffer. With that declaration out of the way, political sex scandal consultant Lynn Moreno hung up the phone. Kirk looked at Jen's smiling face and perfect nubile body. He swallowed hard. If he was going down in one sense, he might as well go down in the other sense, too. Chapter 2. Kirk dropped to his knees. He brought Jen's folds close to his face. The warmth of his breath made her inner flaps tingle. Not that he needed any encouragement, but knowing Jen's inner thighs were getting wet just inches in front of his eyes made Kirk's cock stand at attention. The senator grabbed Jen's legs and rubbed his hands all over them. He let his fingertips glide over the young woman's soft skin. He watched her pelvis react.